Friends, Jesus did not come to establish a religion. As the promised Messiah King, he came to establish a heavenly kingdom on earth. The citizens of this heavenly kingdom are members of a new humanity. They are not in one place on earth, because Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." They are a new humanity, recreated spiritually to be like Jesus, the new Adam. He came to provide the fallen old Adamic race with new life. Citizens of his kingdom are named after him as the heavenly Messiah, the Christ. They are Christians. He is the holy new Adam who conquered sin and the evil one by his perfectly sinless humanity. He is the king who established a perfect human constitution for the citizens of his kingdom. The Lord King, Jesus, gave the citizens of his kingdom a model for their prayers. It is the Lord's Prayer. True Christians are adopted in Christ, so he instructs them to call God Heavenly Father. Jesus calls his people first to praise and pray for the good reputation of the family name, saying, "Hallowed be your name." Christ also instructed them to deeply desire to promote the family business. The second request of the Lord's Prayer is, "Your kingdom come." The continuing growth and advance of the universal holy kingdom of King Jesus must be the burning preoccupation of true Christians, as they are the citizens of the kingdom. The business of the Christian family is the advance of King Jesus' kingdom of truth, justice, holiness, and peace. Friends, by his grace, Jesus transfers hopeless, weak sinners from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of greed, the kingdom of self-centeredness, to a kingdom of righteousness and light. This is the kingdom of the one who is the light of the world. His kingdom is the kingdom of self-giving love. By the power of his word and spirit through the gospel, Jesus is establishing a kingdom that has no racial or class bounds. It is a universal kingdom rooted in a constitution of his perfect holiness, his perfect righteousness. It is rooted in doing what is right. What our world needs today is the advance of his kingdom that does away with self-centered wars, arrogance, and greed. This is the true peace which King Jesus promotes on earth through his self-giving followers, the true Christians. Hallelujah.